Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Sheva Asa, the 17th Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Yisur B, in the laws of forbidden relationships. And we had been speaking about those that are specific to prohibited to marry into the Jewish people, what's called the Kahal Hashem. Now we get more specific, and those that are forbidden specifically for relationships, that of the Kahanim, and we can elaborate on one of them, that of the Gerusha, of the divorced woman. And Halach Av, the Rambam opens up the general category of the 3/4 women that are prohibited to Kahanim, Hadyitim, and then to the Kohen Gadol, which is the widow, the divorcee, the Zayin, and the Chalal. The Rambam says, Shalosh Nashim, Nestra Kol HaKahanim. There are three women that are forbidden to all Kahanim to get married to. Gerusha, divorcee, Zayin, which Rambam is going to explain in the next parak, V'Chalala, and the Rambam is going to explain in the parak after that. Now, the Kohen Gadol Arba, and regarding the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, there are four women, which are Elu HaShalosh, these three women, and Valmana, the fourth one that's added onto the Kohen Gadol, is the widow. Now, this that is added onto the Kohen Gadol is Echad Kohen Gadol Meshuch B'Shem HaMishcha. We're talking about whether the high priest that was anointed with the anointing oil, or that which he just wears the extra four garments of the Kohen Gadol, because in the second Mishnah, they didn't have the Shem HaMishcha, but he became a Kohen Gadol by just wearing the extra four begadim. And the Echad Kohen Oved, we're talking about whether it's a Kohen that's currently doing the service as the Kohen Gadol, or the Echad Kohen Gadol Shemenu V'Avar, whether we're talking about Kohen Gadol that had been appointed but had been taken out of that post, which that happens when the Kohen Gadol becomes invalid in Yom Kippurim because of a psul of carry, and then they appoint another Kohen to take his place. And then after Yom Kippurim, the original Kohen comes back, so then the second Kohen Gadol who had taken his place has an equivalent status for this halacha of Kohen Gadol. And even though the high priest, which is a unique Kohen that was anointed to fight the wars, which in this halacha is also like a Kohen Gadol, they all are commanded regarding marrying specifically a virgin, and they're permitted to marry a widow, a woman who had been married already once before. Halacha base. Any Kohen that gets married to one of those three women that we mentioned, being Gadol, being Hedger, whether Kohen Gadol or the regular Kohen Hedger, Uval, and he cohabits with her, like he gets lashes. But Vimbala, let's say he only cohabits with her through an unmarried relationship that doesn't get married. He's not going to get the lashes for having relations with a Zaina, a Grusha, a Chalala, or because she's a divorcee, or because she's a Chalala, a desecrated woman. Shlemikah says in the Pasuk, Lei Kochu, they should not be taken, which is Achiyikach V'Yivel, until they're taken, which is the terminology of Kedushin, and then having had Bia with them. But just having Bia would not qualify for the lashes. Now, Halacha Gimel, but that's regarding those three women. They had relations with a widow. Then loika achas, and he would get one set of lashes. Even though he did not do kedushin, because the other wording in the pasuk is v'lois iloi chal. He should not desecrate, because kimin shabal chilla. Once he had cohabitations with her, which he was forbidden to her, he goes and makes her into halala uvsal lakuna, and he invalidates her into the halachas of kuhuna. So that qualifies for the lashes of loika chal. But regarding those three women of the Zayin Chalal and Grusha, he's not doing a loyichal because they already were machul, they already were profane to get married to a kohen already before he had be with them, unlike that of an amana. Therefore, so only the kohen gadol is going to get lashes for just cohabitation with the widow itself, herself. Even though there's no kedushin, again because he profaned her, and that is the prohibition of leichal, not to profane those which are valid. And that is of leichal is not to do it to a woman to make her into halala, and neither to do that to his children when he marries a woman that's forbidden to him. Halacha dalt, kiddush kohen gadol amana ba'ala. Let's say Kohen Gadol, not only did he have bia with the amana, he engaged her and then had bia with her. Oh, in this case, like a shtayim, he's going to get two sets of lashes. Achas mishum amana lo yikach, because also regarding the widow, it also says not to take, which is the issur of getting engaged to and having bia. The achas mishum leichal, which we mentioned before, which would even be without a condition for not profaning. Now, uvein Kohen Gadol, uvein Kohen Hedger, nasa isha na arba v'le bal. Now, but whether Kohen Gadol, whether Kohen Hedger, who got married to one of these four women, but did not have bia, then you're not going to get lashes. It has to be also that there was an act of relations. Halacha hey. Now, v'chamak mishul, like wherever he gets lashes, the Kohen, he like it. She also gets lashes, the woman. V'chamak mishul, ain't like where he doesn't get lashes. He ain't like her, she doesn't get lashes either. Shein nefesh, bein ish le'ish la'nush, because there's no differentiation between men and women regarding the punishments of negative prohibitions. Zulasi b'shivcha charufa b'lvad k'mishma'andu, the one exception is the shivcha charufa, like we explained in Paragimel halacha yadal, which the woman gets a different punishment than the men. Halacha vav, kol kohen ha'ba'al ha'goyah. Any kohen that has relations with a non-Jewish woman, and here it's just having relations, Ben Gadol, Ben Hedrid, whether it be a Kohen Gadol or regular Kohen Hedrid, Lekim Shem Zayna, he's going to get lashes for having relations with a Zayna, Shari in about Kedushin, because a non-Jewish woman, he cannot have Kedushin with. So therefore, the violation is with the act of cohabitation itself, because Vu also be a Zayna, he's forbidden to have relations with a Zayna, Ben Yisrael, Ben Gadol, whether it be a Jewish harlot or a non-Jewish one, as is in this case. Now, Halacha Zayin HaChalutza, the woman that had Chalitza done to her, that which her husband died without any children, she got chalitza from her brother-in-law, asula kohen de reseifim, it's forbidden to kohen rabbinically. Why rabbinically? Nishikagusha, it's like a divorcee where the brother-in-law is, so to speak, divorcing her, so then rabbinically they made it the same halacha. Umakanishimakis marzim debrem, and if he does get married to the chalutza, he gets rabbinic lashes. Now, kohen shenasa sveik chalutza, if a kohen gets married to a woman that's doubt, there was a doubt regarding him to the chalutza, then we don't remove her from being married to him. And v'hikashera, she is going to be, she doesn't become a savik halala. V'vlad the kasher, her child's also like after the fact, and since we let her stay married, so the child's also going to be kasher. And the reason is initially gazru al savik chalutza. They didn't make exedra abanan, which is what chalutza is, when it's a doubtful chalutza. Ela chalutza badais, the rabbi's only made it by definitive chalutza. If the woman was one of these doubts, that if she was a divorcee, a widow, or a zayna, a chalala, which is problematic for the kohen hedyot and the amana for the kohen gadol, if there was a suffix regarding, which here it's a suffix deraisa, so we're more stringent, but still ultimately it's a suffix, so we wouldn't be able to give biblical lashes, but we're giving rabbinic lashes. In this case, we do remove her with a get, because it's a subject that writes, and therefore you're not allowed to be married to such a woman. Now, the Rambam introduces a concept known as Enes HaChalalisa. Says Rambam, and the reason why he's saying it is because it relates to these three/four women that we're discussing, which are problematic for Kain Hedid and Kain Gadol. There's a general rule regarding all prohibitions in Torah. In general, if something is already prohibited, it cannot have a new prohibition take effect. It's already prohibited. Ella, but there's three exceptions. If the two prohibitions come at the same time, or if there's an isser that's being added on to that isser, in other words, where there's other people going to become prohibited into that thing. So we say that since that new isser is taking effect on other people, which were not prohibited beforehand, it's going to take effect even on the person who was already prohibited in a smaller circle, is going to have now this added prohibition take effect. Or if it's inclusive, other things with this, in other words, if other things that were not originally prohibited in the original thing are being included, more things being included in that original prohibition, so we say that since it's including things that were originally prohibited, even that which were already prohibited originally are going to be have this additional issur too. As Rambam continues, halacha tas, lafikir, therefore, it picks one of these three. Because there's halacha known as issur maisiv, that when you're adding on more people being prohibited in this original issur, meaning, in, let's say this woman, who we're going to be describing, is usur to somebody, that original somebody, since there's more people being added on, being that's called Issa Maisav, that Issa could be Chal Issa. So therefore that the original one that was already prohibited is going to have these additional prohibitions. So you can have the following cases. Isha Shay Salman, if a woman was already a widowed, her husband once died. Vinasa Grisha, she got married to someone else, and she became a divorcee. And then Vinasa Chalala, she became a Chalala, which when she had relations, let's say, with a Kayin that was forbidden to her. Vinasa Zaina, and then she becomes a Zaina. And then subsequently, after all these stages in her life, then a Kohen Gadol has relations with her. Like Arba Malkis, I'll be Achas. So by that one act of cohabitation, you have four sets of lashes. Because since the Amana is forbidden to the Kohen Gadol and permitted to the Kohen Hedyot, so that is a prohibition that starts off with the Kohen Gadol. It says, Ram Ketin Halacha Yud. So she's already prohibited to the Kohen Gadol as an Amana. But then Chazali is Gusha. Then when she gets married to someone else and she gets divorced from him, Naisav by Isser, there's what's called Isser Maisav. An Isser is being added. How? V'neseres l'kohen hedyot, because now this woman who's already forbidden to the kohen gadol is now being permitted now to kohen hedyot, who is permitted to almana, but it's forbidden to grusha. L'fikach naisav by Isser achal, Isser almana. So therefore there's another prohibition taking effect on the Isser almana to the kohen gadol, because it takes effect in the kohen hedyot. Now, v'adayin yimeteres l'echa b'truma, but still this woman is permitted to eat truma. She's nothing wrong why she wouldn't be able to partake of truma. But Nasis Chalala, when she becomes Chalala, as we'll describe in a later parak, how a woman becomes that, but she becomes that. Nisiv Ba Isser. Now, not only is she forbidden to a Kohen Gadol, and not only is she forbidden to a Kohen Hedyot, there's a problem with herself that's being added on to her, sharing this says, because now as a Chalala, she's forbidden to partake of Truma. So it's going to take effect on the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol, these Isserim too. Now, but Vandain he mutters Yisrael, but still should permit it to marry to a regular Yisrael. But Nas is Zayna when she becomes a Zayna. And there's an added idea over here. Hoil v'yesh shom znos, there is a type of znos. There is a type of extramarital affair. Shayseris al Yisrael, which would make her forbidden on a Yisrael, even a non koyin. Im zinse ishtu b'rasim, someone's wife would be mezana willingly, which, and even though this is not that case, but since there would be such a case that would make her into an isra meisiv, because that would make her into other people, so nice by isra achas, so therefore another isra is taking effect on the koyin gadol. So therefore here we have the koyin gadol who's forbidden to her first as amana, then as gusha, then as halala, and then as zayna. So therefore, when he ultimately has one act of bia after all these stages, he's going to have four sets of lashes for these four different isra. And what did the kohen hedger shabala grusha? Same thing as, let's say, a kohen hedger, regular kohen, who has relations with a divorcee, shenas chalal, who had subsequently become chalal, v'akach zin dem kimezayna, shulika sholosh al bia achas. He'll have one act, they'll have three sets of lashes. Now, Avraham Shtana says this, but the Rambam says if it's not in the order that we describe, in the lekel achas, then actually he's only going to get one set of lashes, because the other yisum that come after the isa zayna is not really adding, not isa meisiv, not isa kail, it's going to be the general rule of enes chalal isa, which the Rambam is specifically talking about where the znos was first, because then the isa grusha and chalal are not adding on anything, because it's already forbidden to everyone, even the eyes of Yisrael. So that it must be talking about the znos was first, because actually if the znos is one of the middle ones, let's say for example she became a grusha and then the zayna, then the chalal, actually there would be two sets of lashes of a grusha and zayna, because zayna would be isa meisiv, and then he'd be exempt on the chalala, because again isa chalala would not be taking effect, wouldn't be adding on anything new. Halach yidalef. Mishnah's amal menashim harba. But in contrast, let's say a woman became a widow for many men. She married a few husbands; they all died. In discussion, menashim harba, she was divorced from many men. Ain lokin la achas are called bia. Whoever has relations with her, any kind, would have only one set of lashes for every act of bia, because again, it's the same shame, the same title of that iser. Don't add on; it's only if a new iser was being introduced. Now, almana, this being called a widow, is bein erisim bein masu and asura. The prohibition is whether she was widowed from being married or even just being engaged. Now, halachiyat beis. The Rambam now qualifies this prohibition of almano l'kayin gadol. Kayin gadol, high priest, shemes achim, that his brother died. Now, ava bishum in the eris, and although that it's only from halachic engagement, which the girl is still a virgin, and there's no isra say of kim besulim amaviko, because he's marrying her as a virgin, still harizel yab mishin du yibim to his brother's widow, again, because she's an almano, which would have been into a kayin gadol, and l'chaylitz, rather does chalitza. Now, actually, why is there a requirement of chalitza? Because ultimately, kedushin would be typhus, and therefore there is a zika for yibum, which actually, the question actually goes the other way. Truth is, he should be able to do yibum, because that's a mitzvah say, and that's the loisa say of marrying a widow. But the chumah geizer not to do yibum to chiv alavin, because you might do it a second time, and the mitzvah only allows you the first time only. So therefore, he should do chalitza to his brother's widow. Now, but let's say, nefalo yivama, let's say, his brother died without any children, and she was a yavama to him. Bukain headed at that time, he was just a regular kohen. Vinis manalis kohen gadol, and then subsequently became appointed to become the kohen gadol. So av bish asa b'maymek shu kohen head, even though he did what's called the rabbinic kedushin of yibum, which is only kind of rabbinically, he did a kedushin. He should not ultimately consummate by doing yibum after he already got appointed to become the kohen gadol again, because she's an almana, which should have been to him as a kohen gadol. But Avol Eiris is Almana. But let's say he did a regular engagement, not to a Yavama, to a regular widow. And he was a kohen hedger, which was permitted. And then during the engagement, he was appointed to become a kohen gadol. Here he could consummate the relationship even after he's appointed to be the kohen gadol, because here it's a biblical kinyan. It's not just a rabbinic kinyan like Maimer. And he already acquired her before he was appointed to become the kohen gadol. Now, let's say a woman was engaged a doubtful kedushin, umes arusa, and the man she was engaged to then died. There's a svikam on this, so again, it's a doubt if she's considered as a widow, and then she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol to marry her because it's a suffix of a issa dairaisa. And if he did marry her, he'd have to divorce her again, as Ram said previously in Halacha Zayin. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Ram continues regarding the positive commandment on the kohen gadol. Not only is there is a loisa of marrying a almana, there's a positive commandment of marrying a naira besula. As Ram says, mitzvah to say al kohen gadol. There's a positive commandment on the high priest. He's a naira besula. He should marry a naira, specifically that age, which is around 12 to 12 and a half. That's a besula, that's a virgin. Now, and mishatigva te'asalab. Once she becomes a begaris, which is 6 months after she became an adult, after she became a naira, actually she's forbidden on him. Because when a girl matures a little bit more, her hymens are get removed a little bit. And the Torah says, bibsula, which you have to have all the besulum, all the virginity there. Shlomek says in the pasuk, "But who isha b'vsalei yikach?" He should take a woman that is in her virginity, as the Rambam explains, Isha, a woman means lo ketana, not a minor, so it can't be under a naira. And Bipsalewin said with her virginity, b'lei begeres, which is what, 6 months later. So haketzad, how so? So Rambam explains, yosim machal katnas, v'chal bagres leba, has to be that she's not a minor anymore, but she also did not become a begeres. Zu naira, that's the specific age of a naira, that's the positive commandment for the kain gadol to marry. And moreover, v'ein noisa shtei nashim lo'ilim ka'achas, he never marries two women at the same time. Because the pasuk says in the singular isha, a woman, which is achas one, v'leish time, and not two. Now, halachia dalad, a kohen gadol yisa mukas eitz. A kohen gadol cannot marry a woman that got a wound from a piece of wood, which means to say in her genital area, which removed her hymen because of the wound that she got. He should not marry such a woman, again, because he has to marry ibbasula, so afa bishle nivela, even though she didn't have relations, but she doesn't have the basulam anymore. Now, nivela shle gadarka, let's say she had relations anally. It's like she had relations in the normal way, which again would make her a problem as a ba'ula, not a basula. Now nivela behema, but if she had a relation with an animal, as my first one explained, shle kadarka, anally, then she would be permitted because she still has a basulam, and that doesn't qualify as an act of becoming a ba'ula. Halacha tezvav. Kangadosh nasa ba'ula, if a kangadol does marry a woman that's not a virgin anymore, so in a leika, he does not get lashes because it's only the violation of the positive commandment of Akim Besula, which a lava b'machlal says, I say, although it's what not to do, but it's coming from a positive commandment, which one doesn't get lashes for a violation of the positive commandment. Although it makes forget, but like any chiv asay, which you've forbidden to be married to such a woman, he would have to divorce her with a get. Nasa begeres amukas eitz, let's say marries a begeres, a woman over 12 and a half, let's say, or a mukas eitz, where some type of operation or surgery or whatever removed her virginity, harizikayim, he could remain married to her. Because again, that's not a woman that's actually forbidden to him, if she just wasn't a basula. Now, eris ba'ula ben nismana kohen gadol, let's say he got engaged to a ba'ula, and he was appointed to be a kohen gadol, harizikayim, achash nismana, then he could get married to her after he was appointed, like we said in Halachit Beis, regarding if he got engaged to an almana and became a kohen gadol. Same thing over here, when she was a ba'ula, which was permitted to the kohen hedged, and became appointed to be a kohen gadol, he could consummate that relationship because he was already engaged to her. Halachit Zayin. Let's say honest Naira Basula. Let's say he raped, he violated a Naira Basula, which is the type of girl he got married to, but he didn't marry her then. He just violated her. Or he seduced her. Even if he did it when he was a kohen hedged, which he would be permitted to marry such a woman because kohen hedged does not have an obligation of marrying a basula. But in the smaller kohen girl, the kohen mishnayim, but he ended up becoming appointed to be kohen girl before he married her. He shouldn't marry her. He wasn't engaged to her. Vimkan, this might end. If he did marry her, he has to divorce her. Because unlike the previous case, where he was at least engaged to her, then he already acquired her. Here he didn't acquire the woman that he was ma'anus or mafata. Halach yidzayin. Eris es ketano, let's say he got engaged to a minor. Uvogr tachtam kain nesun. If he became begeris before he got married to her, haris aliyichnes, here he shouldn't marry her. Memnesh nishtana gufa, because here, unlike the other cases of, let's say, when he engaged the widow, and he was appointed to be a kain gadol, then he could marry her after he got appointed because there her body stayed the same, his status just changed. But here her body changed from a katana to begeris, which he's not supposed to marry begeris, so therefore he shouldn't marry her. But if he did marry her, loyetzi, he doesn't have to divorce her because ultimately we said even by begeris herself, if he violates and marries her, he stays married to, as Ram said in Halacha Tezvav. Now Halacha Tchest, Ram introduces this regarding the Halacha of Miun, and that of what qualifies as a gerusha. Because says the Rambam, achas gerusha min eris na'im nesu'in, being called a divorcee, which is forbidden to a kain, is whether being divorced from being married or even just being engaged. But if a woman, which is a minor girl who her brother or her mother is married her off because she didn't have a father, there she could do a rabbinic halacha, since the whole kedushin is rabbinic, she could do a refusal. So a filigir should be get, so even if she was at one point divorced with a get, Vechzira and the man remarried her, Umeinabai, and ultimately did mean a refusal which she could just walk away from the marriage. She's permitted to get married to a kain subsequently. Like we explained, Nechaz Gershon, Perkei Rav, Halacha Design. Because any girl that ultimately leaves with me, and even if she had previously had a get beforehand, it's like as if she was never divorced with a get, because the mean like undoes that, and therefore she's not considered as a grusha. Moreover, any woman that's not fit for chalitza, let's say he did chalitza zivama, turns out but she was pregnant, so therefore there's no halacha of chalitza because his brother actually did have a child. If nechletzav, she had chalitza, lenevsele kuna, does not invalidate even rabbinically regarding kuna because that doesn't qualify as a chalitza. Now, Halacha Tes Ram continues regarding what happens if we hear certain rumors regarding a woman. So Yatzal HaKal, let's say there's rumors going around the woman that Ish plain the Kain Kosav Get Leishtai. That man who's a Kain, that he wrote a get for his wife, which some people, when they say it was given, they just use the word written. Or let's say Oinosin Get Leishtai, or they say explicitly that, oh, he gave a get to his wife. That's what the word's going around town. But Rabbi Yishev is Tachta Meshamashtai. We see that she's remaining married to him and they're having relations. We don't remove her from our husband. Of course, the rumor is we're not going to remove her, although the rumor is that she's already divorced, which is forbidden to a kohen. Now, but then this is the kohen ha'achar. But let's say she got married to another kohen after her first husband died, then take him the shin, and then she has to leave that second husband because regarding the second husband, that second kohen, the rumors were before the marriage, and because of this, the substantiated rumors, we don't let her get married to him, and if they did, she has to leave. As in Halacha Chaf, let's say a word going out around her in town, which again these rumors were substantiated in the courts, as Ram explained in Perektes Halachas of Ishes, Sheniskatshum and Niskatshum Nekedushin, that she was engaged and divorced from a previous marriage. So Chayshla, we have to be concerned for those rumors, and she's forbidden to with a kain like Emma Gresh's. Let's say rumor was only that she was a chalutza. We're not concerned with that because the rumor is only like a suffix. And regarding a suffix chalutza, we said in halacha zayin that there is no gezerah, the rabbanon. Halacha chaf alf. Let's say rumor is going around about a besula, that she's not a besula, that she's not a virgin anymore. We would have to be concerned for that. And it's not like a kohen gadol, she could even get married to a kohen gadol. Let's say rumor is going around that she's a maidservant. Again, we don't have to be concerned with that because that's a psul in the family, and we don't invalidate families unless we have a definitive proof. And but she can even get married to a kohen. Let's say word's gotten out that she's acting inappropriately, promiscuity in the city. Again, we don't have to be concerned for her that she was mezana, and if she's not a zaynish, she's permitted to a kohen. And even if her husband had divorced her because she violated the Jewish customs, as the Rambam explained in Perek Chadav Lechas Ishes, she was doing certain things inappropriate, where there were witnesses that there were certain highly, highly inappropriate, that very suggestive of Znus, that witnesses had testified, but they didn't say explicitly that she was Mizana. The Meis Kohen Shin Laget, and the husband died before he was able to give her a get, because if he did, then she would be a Grusha. Rather, she is an Amana now. She permitted to a kain. Again, because we don't prohibit a woman because of these things that we said, that either the husband wanted divorce because of things or because of witnesses that said there were some really sketchy things going on. Unless we have definitive testimony that she was mezana, or if she admits from her own mouth that she was mezana.